Well, good morning, everyone, and thanks again for joining me. It's a wonderful new day here, another day to serve the Lord, and another day to be in His Word. Reading through it, I'm thankful for you joining me as we continue to read through the book of Jonah. Today we are reading through Jonah chapter 3. If you remember, in chapter 1 of this brief prophet, we saw Jonah being called as the prophet of God to go and preach to Nineveh and against them for their great sins. Jonah decided to try to run from the presence of the Lord, but he quickly learned and was reminded by his Lord that no one can ever escape the presence of God. And so we see God's sovereignty, we see His providence, we see His patience in the midst of Jonah's flee. And Jonah went into a boat to Tarshish. The sailors on board with him were starting to get concerned as the storm began to rise and become very tempestuous. Things were going crazy. They were wondering why it happened, and they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Jonah knew that it was because of his fleeing that this was coming upon them, so he told them to throw him overboard into the sea, and we see this theme of judgment as they did so, and as Jonah plunged into the sea, and then he was swallowed up by the great fish that the Lord appointed and brought to do so. And then in chapter 2, we saw Jonah's prayer, where the Lord brought him to a place of repentance as he was in the belly of the fish there. And even in chapter 2, we see a theme of burial and even resurrection there towards the end. And as he was in the belly of the fish, and as he prayed, and as he repented, and then as the Lord spoke to the fish, and the fish vomited him up on dry land as he would go on to pursue and journey to Nineveh. So this takes us to chapter 3, and let's dive in and read the very word there. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a three-day journey in extent. And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them. Then word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne and laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, "Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to God. Yes, let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who can tell if God will turn and relent and turn away from his fierce anger so that we may not perish?" Then God saw their works, that they had turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. Amen. Thus far, the reading of God's word from chapter 3 there. Such a wonderful thing to see the Lord at work, turning the hearts of people because of the proclamation and preaching of his word, his message. And so join me next time as we continue into chapter 4. And that will be the final chapter in the book of Jonah, another marvelous chapter with some interesting twists. And I look forward to seeing you then. Take care. God bless you.